Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to talk with an ag student over at Sherrard High School. She's the Sherrard FFA president, Ann Weber, participated in the competition over at Geneseo, I think, earlier in the week, and is moving on to state. And I know her project involved diversified livestock. Congratulations, Ann Weber. Talk a little bit about the competition, what went on this week, and it sounded like you fared pretty well.
Well, thank you, Jim, for talking to me this morning. Yes, it was a hard contest last night. We had to go through Section First, which is the local 13 schools in our area, to move on to districts. And last night I got to compete at Geneseo in the districts competition. I went up against four different kids from the northern region of Illinois. In diversified livestock, I competed with swine and beef projects. And I had about a 20-minute interview with five different judges, and it was really hard. They asked some really complicated questions that really caught me off guard a few times, and I really had to think about my project and explain it explicitly on what has went on throughout my past year through my experience.
You were born and raised, though, on a livestock farm. I assume that helped you a little bit. Tell us about your family operation.
My dad started his operation when he was in high school, and he started with a commercial cow herd, and from there we have grown to a Sim Angus cow herd. I've been showing Simmentals for about 5 years now throughout the states and competing through that. And we've just grown our herd. I've been AIing some of our cows to get the genetics improvement in throughout our herd. And from there, when we got the feed mills in 2009 and then got more feed mills in 2011, we've got some pig confinement buildings throughout the Henry County, and so that's been a huge improvement in our operation. It's definitely helped me learn all of my information through the livestock industry, and I wouldn't be where I am today without my parents pushing me through all of this livestock industry and improving my knowledge and being there for the guidance that they've gave me.
Ann Weber, you sound like you know what you're talking about. Do I hear that? You know, when you talk, I assume are you venturing toward a career in agriculture and livestock farming? Is that something you want to continue with?
Yeah, I've definitely, since we've taken the feed mills on, I've definitely grown knowledge and passion for the nutrition side of things, and having that agriculture and livestock background has definitely helped me with all of this and learning day in and day out new things about what we can improve in our nutrition side of things for our animals to help with growth and what they look like has definitely something that I've really enjoyed.
So you, at the district competition, you win there, move on to the state competition. Now tell us a little bit about how that works. So you go region, district, and now to state.
Yep. Last year I went on to state as well, and I was up against all seniors. So this year I'm expecting new competition, I guess, and it's going to be hard. Section and districts is nothing like state. It's the big deal there. You got a lot of judges, and you're in a small room. It's supposed to be the same kind of interview style. They get to look at my book and see my 2 years worth of three books of records, and they get to see all that I've done throughout the 2016 year with my livestock production side. And then they call me in for an interview, and they ask me hard questions about it, and it really makes me think, but I guess that's the only way to determine who knows their stuff and who's just writing it down on a piece of paper.
Well, I'll take my chances with you going into this competition. Now, I assume, is that down at the University of Illinois, and when is it?
It is in the University of Illinois. The date has not been determined, but most of the time it's at the end of April, beginning of May.
All right, so involved in FFA activities, and you told me off the air, the Sherrard FFA president. How important is FFA to you, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I've definitely grown up. My dad was huge with his FFA career, so I've definitely just tried to follow in his footsteps. And it's been a great thing. Definitely working on a lot of team and leadership problems and working on those things. We've done great things throughout our FFA and trying to improve the leadership throughout all of our members, along with trying to get more people involved and realizing that FFA isn't just for the agriculture kids. It doesn't stand for Future Farms of America anymore. It's just the national FFA program, and anybody can be a part of it. And that's been a huge thing. In the upcoming days, we have a job interview. So that's just something that relates to everybody in the world, and that's what we're trying to get across to people, is that you can be a part of FFA and not live on a farm. Actually, I'm probably the only kid in our school that lives on a farm that's in FFA. So it's just a huge thing to get people involved, and I've really enjoyed all 3 years that I've been in FFA, and I hope to have a great senior year involved with FFA as well.
All right, so hopefully some of the statewide FFA people are listening to you do this interview, because I was going to say preach, and can I get an amen? I mean, you knocked it out of the park there. So you told me, you know, the way these proficiencies work or these competitions within FFA, you go from the section level to the district level to the state level. Now, similarly, if you want to hold a statewide office, you go from basically your local chapter, and then you go to a section office, and then after a section office, you can run for a statewide office. And I know you're well aware of some of the local kids in our area that have held the statewide FFA position. A couple of those kids have been from the Sherrard School District, the Schulte kid, and one of those Willings holding statewide FFA officer positions. When I talk to you, I kind of get the feeling, maybe this is something I'd like to do. Have you ever thought about that, maybe positioning yourself for a statewide office?
Yeah, actually, freshman year, we always have a state officer come in, and they do tours with the Green Hands, which are the freshman kids. And one thing that they've always done is you get a note card and you get to do your long-term goal. And I remember my freshman year, I still have the note card, and it says run for state officer. And I've kept that note card with me, and I look at it once in a while, and I remind myself I can get there one day if I really push myself. And I have it in the back of my head, but first I got to get to section president.
All right, and so we talked a little bit about FFA here with Ann Weber, who's a junior at Sherrard High School. The other thing I know you participated in recently is the Sherrard School District had a community forum, I think, last Saturday, and they brought in kind of a cross-section of stakeholders within the school district. And among those were some student participation. You got invited to that, so tell us a little bit about that experience.
It was a great experience. I was so blessed that Mr. Parker had called me in that Friday afternoon to ask me if I wanted to be a part of it, and there was no doubt in my mind that I was going to say no to that. Woke up Saturday morning, went to this thing that was held in the library, and what we got to talk about was different things to improve within our school, talking with community members, staff members, and it was just a great thing to look at different people's perspectives on what our school district could improve on, not only at the high school level, but at the Matherville Intermediate and the elementary schools. And it was great to look at different people's ideas that can improve, because I don't get to see the elementary or the Matherville side of things. I just get to see the high school things, and I was happy to be there to stand up for our students and what could be improved for our students. And I learned a lot from our guest speaker, Risa Owens, and also just listening to the teachers that are in the district and the community members that were invited to.
Now, was there any specific input that you provided that you'd like to see accomplished from, I guess, a student standpoint?
The one thing that has really been stressed lately is attendance for students and how they really should stay in school to learn the best. And I strongly disagree with that. I thought, you know, getting outside of these four walls of this Sherrard school would be a great thing for students to be able to go out and go to a field trip or something, because you can learn a lot going on field trips or even walking out to that our Sherrard plot and watching them put in the crop for this 2017 year. And that was something that I even saw teachers bring up, was we need to get our students out of our building once in a while. They don't want to be inside not being able to see the sun. They need to get outside and experience some real-life situations, and they can learn something from that. So I hope that our school board definitely looks at that and something that should be should happen in the next few years.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to Ann Weber, a student over at Sherrard, heavily involved in the school's FFA chapter, serving as the president, and did a great job at a recent FFA competition and going on to the a statewide competition at the University of Illinois in the area of diversified livestock. Ann Weber, nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.